It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, hi there, partner. Welcome to This Day in History. Hi, everybody. It's me. It's Adam Bash. I'm excited about today. I have looked at today's wonderful celebrities, and let me tell you, the list is extensive. So let's spare no introductions. We don't need it. You and me, we're simpatico at this point, which I learned recently is the Spanish word for nice. And I don't know how it has evolved into meaning what it means now, which is that we're kind of on the same wavelength, which is what, you know, in our language, simpatico means, right? But it's weird that it has evolved. But anyway, moving on. We don't need to spend too much time talking about the basics, because I really want to go deep into today's wonderful celebrities. Okay, so walking in to meet up with today's celebrities is the celebrities from October 6th, which were Jeremy Sisto, who you probably don't know, Amy Jo Johnson, who I don't know, and top of the pops was Elizabeth Shue, who's adorable, wonderful, great actress, and boy, she's not done great so far because it's been resting largely on her shoulders entirely. Let's get into today. Okay, honorable mentions. We got a lot. I'm just going to start naming off people because I know that I'm eventually going to get to a point where I look around and I'm like, okay, there's about three names here and they're all good. Okay. Exhibit A, Daryl Hammond. Okay. Known from Saturday Night Live. Did a great Bill Clinton impersonation. Was in there from the mid-late 90s until, I think, pretty much all the way through the 2000s. Boy, good stuff, that Daryl Hammond. Let's see, who else? Jeremy Davies, who is an actor who you would know if you watched Lost, because he played the scientist Faraday on Lost. Or if you watched Saving Private Ryan, he played Upham on that. So he was the scaredy cat of the platoon, you know. Johnny Ramone, born also on October 8th, the guitarist for the Ramones. Paul Hogan, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Hogan, a.k.a. Crocodile Dundee himself, born on October 8th. Nick Cannon was born on October 8th. So throw a little shout out to Nick Cannon. Bruno Mars, October 8th. Now, wait a second. Did I just throw out Bruno Mars as an honorable mention? Oh, yes, I did. Get prepped for that, folks. Emily Proctor, who was on CSI. She played Callie on CSI, October 8th. Angus Jones, who was on Two and a Half Men. He was the little kid on Two and a Half Men, and then he grew up into a grown adult and realized that show was crap. And anyway, it was October 8th that that young man was born. R.L. Stine, boy howdy, a writer that everybody knows, I guess. I mean, if you've ever been in a book fair, you know R.L. Stine. If you liked reading youth horror novels, then you know who R.L. Stine is. Born October 8th. I guess the Karen Parsons. Wow, there we go. Karen Parsons, who played Hillary on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, also born on October 8th. Man, we've just been knocking them out left and right. Okay, a lot of these could have been probably ones, or I mean, not ones. Certainly, some of them could have been ones, I guess, depending on the day. Bruno Mars could have been a one, honestly. On a lot of days, Bruno Mars could have been a one. Most of these could have been solid threes, twos on other days. But the tops that we have here today, folks, are impressive. Let's see. Let's run it through. Gosh, I really don't know how to order these. Since I don't know how to order these, and I could really kind of go any direction with these top three, I'm going to go by birth year, okay? Because it's not going to really matter. They're going to win. They're obviously going to win. I'm just going to tell you that already. They are going to win. It may be unorthodox, but I could have put up three honorable mentions. I could have put up three honorable mentions that I just named, and they probably would have beaten October 6th. Okay. So let's go through. Born in 1943, our first top celebrity, Chevy Chase. Now, I am not a big Chevy Chase fan.
I think that he did a pretty good job for what he was needing to do on Community, but I think he could have replaced him with a lot of crotchety old men. And I don't think the fact that he is... I think the only thing that brought something to that role was the fact that he is Chevy Chase. The fact that there's already this established persona there. That was the only extra thing there. I don't think his particular acting style is all that great. I didn't like a lot of movies that he's been in. I take that back. I've liked a lot of movies that Chevy Chase has been in, but I've not liked Chevy Chase in kind of any of those movies. I don't know. His whole shtick kind of gets a little tired to me because he's always too cool for school. He's always barely paying attention to life, and that's just kind of Chevy Chase's thing. And I don't really like that thing. So anyway, Chevy Chase. But that being said, he has definitely, in some way, shape, or form, influenced comedy, I guess. Those early seasons of Saturday Night Live wouldn't have been the same without Chevy Chase. So I will accept that. Okay, moving on. 1949. This probably would have been my number one if I didn't decide to go based on birth dates, but I did anyway. Anyway, born 1949, October 8th, 1949. It's Sigourney Weaver. Yeah, Sigourney Weaver. Big, big, big Sigourney Weaver fan. I don't think that I've ever seen Sigourney Weaver in a movie and said, she didn't do too great of a job in that one. You know, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, there may be some stinkers out there, but I can't remember. None come to mind. Only the powerhouse performances come to mind for her. I remember her from Ghostbusters. I remember her from all the Alien films. I remember her from, Avatar. Even in Avatar, she was good. One of my favorite actresses. No questions asked. I think there is basically nothing that I would not watch if I was told Sigourney Weaver was in it. It's a guaranteed ticket purchase for me. Number one. All right. The number one celebrity born on this day, October 8th, 1970. None other than the one, the only man who was born on this day. Born, Jason Bourne. It's Matt Damon, folks. You see what I was doing there? I was trying to kind of just hint at who it might be. Matt Damon. All right. So Matt Damon has done a lot of roles that I really, 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 really liked. I thought he was great in Saving Private Ryan. I loved Good Will Hunting. He and Ben Affleck both did surprisingly good work in Dogma, which is a movie I've talked about before, back very, very early in this series when we had Salma Hayek's birthday. The Martian, great. So, I mean, he's done a lot of great movies. I mean, I could talk about his charity work. He has done some amazing charity work, but that's not really what this show is about. This is about pop culture, first, foremost, and only. But anyway, Matt Damon, critically acclaimed. Everybody loves him, Matt Damon. So yeah, I told you there wasn't going to be much of a battle today. With all those honorable mentions, I mean, they really don't weigh into the final total, but I mean, you just knew that there had to be some big names coming forth. Okay, and Chevy Chase, Sigourney Weaver, Matt Damon, the names don't get a ton bigger than that, my friends. So wow, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited about this day. We haven't had a day like this in a long time, okay? And I'm just astounded that we got here. And to have a huge day, you know, just coming off of a music-only day, right? We just had a pure music day yesterday, and that was from top to bottom. Even the honorable mentions were all musicians, okay? And it was a pretty strong day, I felt, for an all-music day. And now today, here we are, and it's an all-acting day, right? All actors and actresses, right? And boy, they knocked it out of the park. Now, this doesn't obviously include all of the honorable mentions. There were honorable mentions from all walks of life. There were a bunch of models that I didn't talk about because I don't really think that you can include models in this. I mean, I guess you could. You could really include models because, boy, models and actors, boy, they just kind of, the lines blur more and more and more every year, I feel. So maybe I could. But I skipped even the models. But, you know, it was a lot of actors, actresses, and there were some musicians in the honorable mentions. I don't know why I'm recounting this for you in particular. This doesn't make for good radio. But anyway, so yeah, to follow up a pure music day with a pure acting day and to just knock it out of the park this big, man, I love it. I love it. Good job, October 8th. Good job, everybody born on October 8th. You know, you should feel good about yourself. That's some good company that you're in. Really good company. And honestly, I don't know that we've seen a day as good from 3-2-1 as this. Okay, we've seen some real good ones, but I don't know that we've seen one quite as good as this. I think the last one that I was this impressed by would have been September 5th, I guess. Right. Well, that was the day that was 3-2-1 was Bob Newhart, Michael Keaton, Freddie Mercury. That was huge. And I know we're not in the business of comparing the best days, but, you know, I would just because Freddie Mercury is such a powerhouse, I would still say September 5th, you've got it in the bag. But man, October 8th, great showing. And boy, I hope tomorrow is as exciting, as impressive of a showing. It's great to see Sundays get back into the game. Last month, Sundays just were not great. September's Sundays, surely they left so much to be desired. And now here we are, October. We've got October 1st was a Sunday, which was in and of itself not a great day. It stunk up for a while. I mean, a lot of people will argue that Julie Andrews was enough to carry past some of those days, but it doesn't really matter at this point. They did carry a losing streak for four consecutive days. And now we see the second Sunday of October, and we just see something like this. Ugh, it warms the heart. It makes me think that Sundays might not be cursed. It gives me faith in the fact that Sundays could be just a day of enjoyment again. So, all right. Well, join me back here next time tomorrow on This Day is History, and we will just keep seeing. Maybe Elizabeth Shue can be enough to carry over one of these upcoming days. I don't know if there's a lot of opportunity for October 6th to make it out of this month, not on that proverbial chopping block, but we'll find out together, right? Thanks for joining me on this wonderful adventure. I feel like we're becoming great friends, closer than ever before. And so, see you tomorrow. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.